This goes to Dr. Stebleton, STEB, like boy, ELTON. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Clyde, CLYDE, middle initial J, Crek, it's CREQUE. Date of birth, January 22nd, 1943. Dear Dr. Stebleton, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Crek with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and proteinuria. His last visit was July 24th of 2023. His blood sugars have been up and down. Currently, they're very high, over 200, and he does have a 24-hour glucose monitoring device on. He has been extremely thirsty and also urinating very regularly, and we did discuss that this is most likely secondary to the uncontrolled blood sugar. And he has been going to Michigan Spine and Pain for back pain, and he does wear braces, AFOs, on both feet for his foot drop. He's not had any recent falls, and he does ambulate with two canes. He does have chronic pain, but he seems less depressed, and he's not angry today as he often is when he's seen here. No hospitalizations recently, no recent illnesses. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have problems with constipation, but denies blood or melina. Urine is clear, also without cloudiness or blood, although it is excessive, according to him. And he does have chronic edema in his lower extremities. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril is 20 milligram once daily. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis. It's 5 milligram once daily. Also potassium chloride when he takes with the Lasix, which is 40 milligram in the morning and 20 in the evening. Norvasc is 10 milligram daily for blood pressure control. And he's on insulin and other diabetic medications. Physical exam, weight 253 pounds, and this is stable and unchanged from his previous visit. Pulse is 73. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 68. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and non-tender. He has 2+ edema from knees to toes bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 4th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.14, estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.7. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.2. Intact parathyroid hormone 123.6, and that is stable. Previous level was 119.3. And hemoglobin 15.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, proteinuria, treated with lisinopril. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. 4, secondary hyperparathyroidism. We'll continue to monitor the intact parathyroid hormone. We generally don't treat that until the parathyroid hormone gets up to 200, and then we will discuss possible treatment depending on calcium levels. But that's most likely secondary to chronic kidney disease, the mild elevation. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.